请我们看创世纪。
Let us open the book to Genesis.
创世纪第二十四章。
And chapter 24.
我们从第一节念起。
We're going to read from verse 1.
创世纪二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他。亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说，请你把手放在我大腿底下，我要叫你自作耶和华天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻，你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。仆人对他说，倘若那女子不肯跟我到这里，放来，我必须将你的儿子带回你愿赐之地吗？亚伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本族的地，对我说话，向我启示说，我要将这地赐给你的后裔，他被差遣侍者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。倘若女子不肯跟你来，我视你气的事就与你无干了，这是不可带我的儿子回那里去。仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿底下，为这事向他起誓。
That's Genesis chapter 24 from verse 1 to verse 9. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.And Abraham said unto his elder servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred,and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto his land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware, thou that bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house,and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master,and swear to him concerning that matter.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh dear Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
在你主宰的恩典里。
Under thy sovereign grace.
你再一次把我们聚集在你的面前。
For once again, you have gathered us before thyself.
求你安定我们每一个人的心。
Lord, we do pray that you'll quieten everyone's heart.
叫我们能安静在你的面前。
So that, Lord, before you, we have quietness.
主如果还有委婉的话要对我们说。
For Lord, if you still have words, want to continue to speak to us.
求你就借着你的灵对我们说。
Then we pray that through the Holy Spirit, you will speak to us.
叫我们每一个人都能听见你自己的声音。
So that everyone here by themselves can hear your voice.
并且因着你的恩典能遵守你的话。
And because of thy grace, they are willing to obey thy word.
主你既然聚集我们在你的面前。
Lord, you already have gathered us before you.
我们相信你不会让我们空空地回去。
We truly believe that you will not send us home empty-handed.
你要在我们每一个人身上做深的工作。
Because you are willing to do a deep work within us.
叫我们真正能在各地为你做见证。
So that we can be your testimony in every place.
我们恭恭敬敬把这个时间交在你的手里。
So Lord, reverently, we want to commit this time into thy hands.
求你引导，求你祝福。
Lord, please guide us and bless us.
我们奉主的名这样祈求。
We pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢赞美主带领我们到最后半天。
We want to thank you and praise the Lord for his mercy to guide us into the last half day of our meeting.
我们仰望主叫他的话语在我们每一个里面能发生果效。
We do look to the Lord for him to work within our hearts that his word will be effectual in us.
我们这一次就注重操练敬虔和家庭。
For this time, our focus is upon exercise in godliness and family.
实在地说来，操练敬虔是叫我们树林的生量长大唯一的途径。
We can see that exercise in godliness is the only way for our spiritual life to grow up.
神既然救了我们，
For God has saved us.
他既然给了我们一个新的灵，
And he given us a new spirit.
他既然让他的儿子在我们生命的里面做我们的生命，
And he already sent his son to be in our spirit to be our life.
他既然把他自己的灵也住在我们的心灵的里面。
And also, God's Spirit is come to dwell within our spirit.
他一切的丰富，一切的准备，都是为着我们属灵生量的长大。
And all his preparation and all his fullness is for preparing for us to grow up spiritual maturity.
我们要记得，基督徒属灵的长大不是在我们的头脑里。
Let us remember that the spiritual growth of a Christian is not according to what's in our mind.
因为我们头脑里可以充满了道理。
Because in our mind we can be filled with all the teaching.
但是我们属灵的生量一点没有长大。
But yet our spiritual stature has not grown up at all.
树林生量的长大唯一的道路就是要操练敬虔。
So the only way for the spiritual life to grow is to exercise in godliness.
但是这个操练呢最主要的它是内住的圣灵。
But the most important thing about this exercise is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
因为内住的圣灵他的使命就是要基督在我们里面长大成人。
Because the commission to the Holy Spirit is to see the life of Christ grow up in us into maturity.
但是神做事有他的法则。
But God has His own ways of working.
神从来不勉强我们。
For God never forces us.
他所要的是我们的合作。
What He wants from us is our willingness to obey.
所以在操练灵的事情上就是一个合作的故事。
So in our spiritual exercise, it's a matter about cooperation with God.
既然主的生命在我们的灵里面,
Now that we have the Lord's life in our spirit,
既然圣灵也住在我们灵里面,
and also the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit,
圣灵就要在我们的灵里面工作,
then the Holy Spirit will work within our spirit.
当他在我们灵里工作的时候,
and so when He works from our spirit,
我们就与他合作有反应。
So we will cooperate with the Holy Spirit and have response.
这个不是一件特别的事。
This is not a very special matter.
这个在基督徒的身上是一个每天的事情。
But within a Christian's life, this is a daily work.
圣灵在我们灵里工作。
The Holy Spirit works in our spirit.
他对我们灵的深处 说话,
He will speak to the depth of our heart.
我们听见了之后, 如果与他反应合作,
So after we heard His voice and we respond to Him,
我们属灵的身量就因此而长大。
Then our spiritual life will start to grow.
圣经告诉我们,
The Bible tells us,
操练敬虔凡事都有益处。
For exercise in godliness profits in all things.
因有今生和来世的应许。
For there is a promise for this life and the life to come.
我们知道, 如果我们能学习操练敬虔,
We all know if we can learn the exercise in godliness,
我们在今世就有应许。
Then in this life, we will have God's promise.
那就是说,
And that is to say,
他要叫我们的灵魂和身体都得着益处。
And so it will be beneficial to us in spirit, soul, and body.
他叫我们的灵能圣洁。
Our spirit will become sanctified.
他要拯救我们脱离魂的生命。
You deliver us from the influence of the soul.
让基督能居住在我们的魂里面。
And in the end, for Christ to dwell within our soul.
叫我们的情感、意志、思想都不再是亚当，而是基督。
And so that our emotion, our will, and our thoughts will be all by Christ and not from Adam.
并且他要改变我们的身体，叫我们能穿上一个灵体，能与神永远同在。
And also, He's going to give us a new body, a spiritual body, like the Lord Jesus that can be forever with God.
当主来的时候,
So when the Lord returns,
他要把我们提到他那里去。
He will rapture us to be with Him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见操练敬虔有今生的应许, 也有来世的应许。
We see that exercise in godliness has promise in this life and in the life to come.
来世就是要来的千年国度。
And the life to come is the millennium age that shall come.
在那个时候基督要在地上掌权。
Because by then, Christ will be ruling in the earth.
而我们生量长大的人也与他一同掌权。
And for us who have grown up in maturity, then we can also reign with Him.
所以你就看见说, 操练金钱是何等的重要。
So we see how important it is for us to learn to exercise in godliness.
但是我们不要盼望操练金钱好像是一件特别偶尔有的事情。
And it doesn't mean that to exercise in godliness is something that is very difficult.
这是我们天天时时刻刻要经历的故事。
But it's our daily experience and by at every time, every moment of the day.
因为我们的题目是操练金钱和家庭。
Because our topic is to exercise, spiritual exercise and family.
所以我们要特别看见操练金钱怎样与我们的家庭有关系。
So we see, want to see how exercising in godliness related to our family.
我们昨天已经稍微提起一点家庭的问题。
So yesterday, we already lightly touched about on the family.
但是今天我们要特别注意怎样操练金钱与家庭的关系。
But today, we want to focus on how to exercise in godliness relating to the family.
当然一个家庭的开始就是一男一女成为夫妇。
We see the beginning of a family is a man and a woman union as a husband and wife.
所以今天早晨我们先要提到选配偶的问题。
So this morning, we want to touch on how to select your partner.
我
们
看见当初亚伯拉罕为他的儿子以撒要娶一个妻子。
So we read about Abraham want to find a wife for his son Isaac.
他就叫他的仆人来到他的跟前。
And so he asked his old servant to come before him.
要这个仆人把手放在他的腿下起誓。
And so to ask the old servant to put his hand under his thigh and to take an oath.
要他回到他的本乡去。
And so that he should return to his father's house.
当时亚伯拉罕是在迦南地。
But at that time, Abraham were in the land of Canaan.
但是他为着他的儿子，他要这个仆人回到他原来哈兰的地方。
But for the sake of his son, he wanted the servant to go back to his father's house at Haran.
要在那里为他的儿子娶一个妻子。
And from there to take a wife for his son Isaac.
我们注意在这里。
And we see that here,
亚伯拉罕说，你不要在迦南人中为我的儿子娶妻。
Do not take a wife from the Canaanite for my son.
你要回到我的本地本族，在我的家中为他找一个妻子。
You need to return to my homeland, to my father's house, and take a wife for him.
所以，这个属灵的原则就是这样告诉我们。
And we see that here, there is a spiritual principle.
当一个年轻的男子是一个基督徒。
When is a young Christian man,
他要找一个妻子。
And he wants to look for a wife.
他不应当在这个世界里面去找一个妻子。
He should not look for a wife from this present world.
好像亚伯拉罕为他儿子找妻子不在迦南人中。
Just like Abraham who took a wife for his son from the land of Canaan.
神已经把我们从世界拯救出来。
For God has already saved us out of the world.
在这一生最重要的事情上，我们怎么能回到世界去找配偶？
And in this most important matter in life,How can we return to the world to look for a wife?
所以到年轻的弟兄们要寻找配偶的时候。
So when a young Christian brother is looking for a wife,
你们千万要记得不 不能到世界里去找配偶。
So most importantly, must remember, don't look for a wife from this world.
因为这个是不相配的。
Because that is not compatible.
因为信与不信的人不能同父一个。
For the believer and unbeliever, the believer and unbeliever cannot yoke it together.
所以，当年轻的弟兄们要寻找配偶的时候。
So when a young Christian brother is looking for a wife,
第一件事就不应当从世界里去找。
The first thing to know is don't look for a wife from this world.
应当在神的儿女中去找。
But you should look for it among God's children.
这样可以同心合意地成全神的旨意。
Because this way, then two together can with one heart and one mind to do the will of God.
我记得有这样一个故事。
I remember this story.
我想恐怕你们听见有一个人叫 Spurgeon。
You may have heard about a man called Spurgeon.
Charles Spurgeon.
Charles Spurgeon.
他是当时在英国被神大用的一个神的仆人。
It's a servant of God that greatly used by him in England.
有一次有一个姊妹到他的跟前。
So one day a sister come to see him.
问他一个问题。
And ask him a question.
他说我可以不可以与不信的人结婚。
Asking him, can I marry someone that is not a believer?
我可以拜他，把他带到主的面前。
Because I can help him to come to Christ.
这样不是一件好事吗？
Isn't that a very good reason?
Spurgeon 就对他说。
And Spurgeon speak to her.
他说这里有一个桌子。
As I hear before us is a table.
你爬到桌子的上面。
You climb up to the table.
那么这个女子就爬到桌子的上面。
So the sister climbed up to the table.
那么 Spurgeon 他在桌子的下面。
But Spurgeon is standing on the ground.
他就说让我们来拉手。
As can you hold my hand?
看是你把我拉上来呢还是我把你拉下来。
And let's see if you can pull me up to the table or I can pull you down from the table.
那么当然我们都知道乃是把他从桌子上拉下来。
But we all know that it's easier to pull the sister down from the table.
所以是不肯说。
So Spurgeon told her,
这个就是你想做的事。
And said, this is what you're trying to do.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
如果你不信的人结婚。
If you marry to someone, it's an unbeliever.
结果是他把你拉下去不是你把我拉上来。
The end result is that he will pull you down instead of you pulling him up.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
尤其是年轻的弟兄。
Especially the young brothers and sisters.
或者年轻的姊妹。
And young sisters.
当你要寻找配偶的时候。
When you're looking for a life companion.
第一件事千万不能到世界去找。
Remember, the first thing is not to look for your companion in the world.
要到神的儿女中去找。
But look for among God's children.
第二。
And secondly,
有的时候我在年轻的弟兄姊妹我问他们一个问题。
And sometimes I ask the young brother or sister this question.
我说你们要寻找配偶有没有为这件事情祷告。
I asked them, when you're looking for your life partner, have you prayed concerning this matter?
我们看见这个老仆人他到了他亚伯拉罕本地哈兰的地方。
And for the old servant, he's afraid that when he
他第一件事就是祷告。
When he arrived at Haran, the first thing he did is pray.
求主给他通达的道路。
And asking the Lord to prosper his way.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你在那里, 要找配偶的时候,
when you are there looking for your life partner,
你有没有为这件事情祷告?
Have you prayed earnestly regarding this matter?
很稀奇,
but strangely,
当我问年轻的弟兄姊妹的时候,
when I ask the young brother or young sister,
我发现说许多人
I discover that many do not pray about this matter.
好像我们觉得为这件事的祷告是可羞辱的。
And they almost feel ashamed to pray about this matter.
但是这是我们终身的大事。
But this is the most important thing in our life.
我们为着别的事情祷告。
We have been praying for many other things.
但是却我们没有为着 这个配偶的事情祷告,
but yet, we did not pray about our life partner.
为什么我们不祷告的缘故,
and because we didn't pray,
圣灵在我们里面就不能工作,
therefore, the Holy Spirit cannot work within us.
所以我要劝年轻的弟兄姊妹,
so I would like to encourage the young brothers and sisters.
你如果觉得 主没有叫你有独生的恩典,
if you feel that the Lord has not given you the grace to be alone,
那么你应当为着你的配偶来祷告,
then you should pray about your life partner.
这不是一件羞耻的事情,
because this is not a shameful matter.
这是一件人生的大事,
because this is a lifetime matter.
所以 一个属于主的人,
so for a person that belongs to the Lord,
当他寻找配偶的时候,
when he's looking for a life partner,
就应当为这个切切地祷告,
they should pray earnestly about this matter.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible teaches us,
两个人如果不同心, 就不能同行,
if two people does not agree, how can they walk together?
所以信与不信的,
so a believer and an unbeliever cannot be yoked together.
虽然有的时候神有怜悯,
because sometimes God may have mercy.
当我们有错误的时候,神因着怜悯的缘故会纠正我们。
Sometimes when we make a mistake, by His grace and mercy, God will correct us.
但是我们不能因此就放松。
But we cannot just relax because of that.
所以盼望年轻的弟兄姊妹,
so I hope that for young brothers and sisters,
你还没有成家之前,
before you got married,
你要为着这件事情切切地祷告,
you should pray earnestly about this matter.
第三,
and the third point,
当你寻找配偶的时候,
and when you're looking for your life partner,
很可能 我们的注意力就是外貌,
and so often we are just look at the outward appearance.
但是圣经给我们看见,
but the Bible tells us,
外貌是虚假的,
so it's vain to look at the outward.
因为今天你可以美丽,
because today you may look beautiful,
但是到了年老的时候就失去了 这个美丽,
but when you grow older, then you lost your beauty.
所以箴言最末后的时候就警告我们,
so the Proverbs at the last chapter warns us.
他说,美丽是虚空的,
it's like beauty is vain.
唯有敬畏耶和华是才德的女子,
but a virtuous woman will fear the Lord from her heart.
所以当你寻找配偶的时候,
so when you're looking for a life partner,
你应当注意属灵的情绪,
you should look at the spiritual condition.
你要看一个对象是能帮助你一同侍奉主,
you want to see if the other half can able to help you in serving the Lord.
两个人如果能同心合意,
if two persons can agree in the heart,
在侍奉神的事情上就大有益处,
And then it's a great gain in serving the Lord together.
如果两个人不同心的话,
but if two cannot agree in the heart,
要侍奉神是非常的艰难,
then it's very difficult for them to serve God.
你看亚伯拉罕的仆人,
you look at the servant of Abraham.
他在那里为着亚伯拉罕的儿子找一个对象,
he is there wanting to look for a wife for Abraham's son.
他到了哈兰的地方,
and when he come to Haran,
他就到了一个井边,
and he came to beside a well.
为什么到井边呢?
Why did he come to a well?
因为当时的风俗,
because according to the custom in those days,
到傍晚的时候, 城里的女子就带着空的瓶, 就到城外井边来打水。
For at evening time, the daughters of the city will bring the empty jar and come to the well to take water.
所以他就在井边呢, 他就祷告。
And so when the servant at the well, he starts to pray.
他求主为他主人的儿子得着一个妻子。
So he prayed to the Lord to appoint a wife for his master's son.
他说如果有女子来,
and he asked if there is a woman can
来打水,
and come here to take water.
如果我对他说,
and if I ask, speak to her,
请你给我水喝,
please give me water to drink.
他不但把水给我喝,
and she will not only give me water to drink,
他也自动地说, 我要为你的骆驼预备水。
But she will also offer to take water for the camel.
我们知道骆驼, 它可以很久不喝水。
And we know that for a camel, for a long time, they don't have to drink.
但是到骆驼渴的时候, 它能喝很多的水。
But when a camel is thirsty, he can drink a lot of water.
那么它有10个骆驼。
And these old servants have 10 camels.
也经过了很长的时间,
and it's already been walking for a long time.
这个骆驼的渴是可想而知。
So we can feel how thirsty the camels were.
他说如果那个女子说, 我不但给你喝, 我要为你的骆驼预备水。
And he asked that if not only the women will say, I'll give you water to drink, but also I will draw water for your camel.
那就是要预备很多的水。
Then that means she needs to draw a lot of water.
就表明这个女子,
and it means that for this lady,
她有怜悯的心,
that she has a merciful heart.
她有爱的心,
and it's in her heart that is love.
并且她不怕劳苦,
and also she is not afraid of labor.
她愿意服侍,
she's willing to serve.
所以当他这样祷告之后,
so when he did pray in this way,
有一个女子就带着水瓶要来打水,
and they see that there's the daughter of the city came to draw water.
她就向他要水,
and so the servant asked her for water.
我相信这个仆人不是什么女子来都向他要水。
I don't feel that this old servant will go and ask all the young lady for water.
我想他也是在那里观察。
And I feel that he must be there observing.
但是当尼伯家出来的时候,
and then when he see that Rebecca came out,
他就向她要水。
And then he went to ask her for water.
果然这个女子不但给她喝, 她说我要为你的骆驼打水。
And we see the result is that Rebecca is willing to give him water to drink and also draw water for the camels.
那个仆人在那里观察,
and the old servant was there observing.
等他做完了之后,
and after she had done
就问他,
the work, and then ask her, whose daughter are you?
发现是他主人的本主。
And he discovered that she was from his master's house.
他就俯伏感谢赞美主。
And then he bowed down and gave thanks to the Lord.
所以在这一个故事的里面,
so in this story,
我们看见 减少减减选配偶的经过。
We can see how the process of selecting or finding a life partner.
这个是我们今天应当注意的条件。
And also, this is one of the conditions we need to pay attention to.
所以，亲爱的弟兄或者姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
盼望你在寻找配偶这件事情上。
I hope that in the matter of looking for a life partner.
应当多多祷告。
You need to pray earnestly.
并且你不应当在那里拣选外貌。
And also, you shouldn't be there looking for the outward appearance.
你应当注意到里面的美丽。
You should look for the inward beauty.
这样，这个家庭就有好的前途。
And we can see that this will be a good beginning for a family.
不但如此。
And not only this one. This
我们知道一个家庭建立之后。
We know that after a family is being started,
不但有夫妻的关系,
it's not only the relationship between husband and wife,
也有父母与子女的关系,
there's also the relationship between parents and children.
你知道在新约的圣经里头,
and you know that in the New Testament,
有两卷书,
there's two types of writing,
是特别讲到属灵的事情。
And they're specifically speaking about spiritual matters.
这两卷书可以说在属灵的真理上是到了高峰了。
And these two epistles, you can say, is reached the highest point about spirituality.
那个就是以弗所和哥罗西。
And it's the book of Ephesians and Colossians.
因为哥罗西给我们看见基督是一切。
We can see that in the book of Colossians, we see that Christ is all and in all.
神本心一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
For all God's fullness dwells in Christ bodily.
而我们在他里面也得了丰满。
And also in Him we receive the fullness.
以弗所书就特别主导教会是基督的身体。
And the book of Ephesians speaks of that the church is the body of Christ.
这是神在永世之前所定规的美意。
For this is God's good pleasure which He has ordained in the beginning of the world.
所以这两卷书在真理方面是达到高峰。
And we can see that in these two epistles, in the spirituality, it reached the highest point.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazing.
当你在那里读这两卷书的时候
that when you are there reading these two epistles,
前面是在那里告诉我们高深的道理。
As if the first half is talking about very spiritual things.
到了后面都是注意到家庭的问题。
But on the second half, it's all speak about the family.
它不但给我们夫妇的关系。
And not only speak to us about relationship between husband and wife.
他也给我们看见父母与子女的关系。
But also, he teach us about the relationship between parents and children.
我就请我们翻到以弗所。
Let us open the book to Ephesians.
以弗所第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所第六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
孝敬，要孝敬父母，是你的福。在世长寿， 这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth, and your father provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
这里给我们看见在家庭中父母和儿女的关系。
And here we can see the relationship between parents and children.
在以弗所前三章的里面。
In the first three chapters of Ephesians,
是给我们特别看见属灵的真理。
We can see the teaching for spiritual truth.
但是在以弗所后三章的里面。
But in the last three chapters of Ephesians,
给我们看见我们在教会中的关系和在家庭中的关系。
We can see the relationship we have in the church and also in the family.
这就是告诉我们说道理、真理和生活是相合。
And this tells us that the truth and the life, they are one.
你不是有高深的道理而没有荣耀神的家庭。
You cannot just receive the deep teaching and yet you do not have the life.
再换一句话说。
Put it in another way.
神给我们那个高深重要的真理。
That when God reveals to us a very important and deep truth.
不是叫我们头脑里充满了道理。
It's not to fill our mind with all this doctrine.
这些主要的真理
But all these important truths
都要在我们日常家庭的生活里要彰显出
We should manifest this truth throughout daily life
所以这里告诉我们做儿女的人
So here it speaks to us that our children
要在主里听从父母这是理所当然
You need to children Obey your parents in the law, for this is right.
在旧约十条诫命里面
And in the Ten Commandments,
有一条是关乎儿女与父母的关系
And there's one commandment that is regarding the parents and the children.
表明神是很注意这件事
It tells us that God sees this as very important.
圣经告诉我们说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然。
For the Bible teaches us that as children we should obey our parents in the law, for this is right.
这里做儿女的是孩子还没有长成的。
For here it speaks of children, which is those that are still haven't grown up into independence.
他还没有到他成人的年龄。
They have not reached their manhood.
那么这样做儿女要在凡事上要在主里面要听从父母。
So for these children that they should obey their parents in the Lord.
因为这是理所当然。
Because this is right before God.
我想在我们这个时代。
But we see that in our present day condition.
实在许多事情都是违背神的话语。
I can see that there are many things which are contrary to the word of God.
我不知道这里的情形。
I do not know your condition here.
但是在美国。
But in America.
我们看见有新的教训。
We can see that it's new teaching.
你不能真正的管教你的儿女。
That you cannot truly discipline your children.
甚至于当父母或者师长在那里教导这个孩子的时候，变成可以到律法上去告的事情。
That even unto the point that when parents or the teacher and try to discipline a child that the child can take them to court.
但是感谢神，我们不是属于这个世界。
But we thank God that we do not belong to this world.
所以当我们做孩子的时候,
So when we are still children,
我们要在主里听从父母。
We need to listen to our parents in the Lord.
我们的父母要管教我们。
That when our parents want to correct us,
那么到了第二节,
When it comes to verse
要孝敬父母，使你的福在世长寿，这是一条得应许的诫命。
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with thee and thou may live long on the earth.
这里要孝敬父母，是指着儿女已经长大了。
But here, when you speak about honoring father and mother, it's speaking to those that already grown up.
他也成家立业了。And
even these children, they already have their own family.
但是不因为你已经成家了。But
not because you already have a family.
你就可以忘记你的父母。So
then you can forget about your own parents.
这里告诉我们说要孝敬父母。
So here it teaches us to honor our parents.
你不一定在凡事上听从父母。
So maybe you have not obeyed your parents in all things.
因为你已经长大成人了。Because
you have already grown up.
你有你的观念。Because
you have your own understanding.
你有你的看法。
Because you have your own opinions.
但是圣经说，并不是因着这个缘故，你就可以不孝敬父母。But
the Bible teaches us, not because you have grown up, that you can now not to honor your parents.
因为我们的父母养着我们长大。Because
our parents have brought us up.
他为着我们牺牲很多。They
have made so much sacrifice for us.
所以当我们自己成家立业之后,
So after we ourselves also start our family,
我们不能忘记我们的父母。
We should not forget about our own parents.
我们要孝敬他们。
We need to honor them.
因为在旧约十条诫有一条诫命。
Because in the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, there's one commandment.
他说孝敬父母在世长寿。
So I honor your father and mother that you may live long on this earth.
所以我们父母如果有需要，我们需要孝敬他们。
So if our, whether our parents have need or not, we need to honor them.
那么神有应许的诫命就临到我们。
Because then God's promise of blessing will come upon us.
那么这个是对于做儿女的人说。
And this is speaking to the children.
但是底下就说, 你们做父亲的人不要惹儿女的气, 是要照着主的教训和警戒养育他。
So it goes on in verse 4, saying, And you fathers provoke not your children to wrath.
当我在那里读圣经的时候,
So when I'm reading the Bible there,
我觉得这句话很稀奇。
I was so amazed by this verse.
因为圣经没有说你们做父母的人。
It didn't say that you that as parents,
他这里只说你们做父亲。
But it only said you fathers.
那么为什么原因没有提到母亲呢？
What is the reason for not mentioning the mothers here?
我想可能因为母亲与儿女的关系不同。
Because maybe the mother's relationship with their children is better.
地方在我的家庭，我父亲的家庭。
Because like in my own family,
我父亲是一个传道的人。
Because my father, he is a preacher.
他的工作很忙碌。
And his work is very busy.
我们这些做儿女的人,
So we as his children,
他有七个孩子,
He has seven children.
我们对于父亲很敬重,
And we all reverence our father.
当我们要与父亲说话的时候，
When we try to speak to our father,
我们还要与他约时间呢。
We even need to make an appointment with him.
但是我们实在很敬重我们的父亲。
But we do honor our father.
但是与我们亲近的人是母亲。
But it is the, our mother that is more closer to us.
她是日夜与我们在一起。
Almost day and night, she is with us.
所以可能母亲与儿女的关系啊，甚至不必提了。
And so, as if because of the close relationship of the mother with the children, is there any mother that do not love that her own children?
她恐怕对于儿女的养育是特别负责。
And the mother normally is more responsible for the bring up of the children.
但是做父亲的人因为在外面做事。
And as a father which works outwardly.
所以常常会忽略他对儿女的责任。
And often they may neglect their duty with their children.
所以圣经特别说你们做父亲的。
And so the Bible specifically says, you fathers,
不要惹你们儿女的气。
Do not provoke your children to anger.
这不是说你不能管教你的儿女。
It doesn't mean you cannot discipline your children.
但是惹儿女的气就是说你过分的无缘无故的在那里责备他们。
But if you provoke them to anger, it's like you have done something out of reason to provoke them to wrath.
叫他们失去了意志。
And that they have, they, you have suppressed their own will.
反而你有责任要用主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But rather, you should bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
所以这个对做父亲的弟兄们要特别注意。
So as brothers and fathers, we need to pay attention to this.
我想你们都听见过威士利·约翰这个名字。
I think that most of you do know Wesley, John Wesley.
他在当时的时候被主大用。
And in his lifetime, he was used by the Lord greatly.
他就创办了所谓这个 Methodist Church.
And he also started the Methodist Church.
他的父亲是牧师。
His father is a pastor.
他们如果我记得不错，有四五个孩子。
If I remember correctly, they have 15 children.
但是他的母亲对他所有的孩子真正尽他的责任。
But his mother should really have done her responsibility with all the children.
他就找机会在一个星期中对每一个孩子有单独的事。
And she will find a time within a week to speak individually to each children.
在那里与他们相交。
And have them have a fellowship with her children.
所以在这个家庭里头就产生了威士利·约翰他的兄弟。
And so out of this family, we can see, John Wesley and his father Charles Wesley, brother Charles Wesley.
在我自己所经历的上面。
But in my own experience,
我认识一个弟兄姊妹。
I also know some brother.
是美国人。
And they are from America.
我们中国人称他为善待父和他的侍女。
And the Chinese call him as the Mr. Son and the sister.
Stearns. 这是他的侍女。
His name Stearns.
这个弟兄他是美国有名的大学毕业。
And he graduated from a famous university in America.
他到中国去传道。
He went to China to share the gospel.
在山东啊，齐鲁大学是顾客的主任。
And he was the bone specialist in the Shandong Xilu University. And God greatly used him. And when he is the working in the that university,
神用他们, 拯救带领,
and God used them to bring many students to Christ. And they opened their home.
这些医学生随时随刻可以到这个家里来。
So all these medical students, they can come to their home at any time.
可以打开他的冰箱, 吃里头的东西。
They can open their fridge and eat anything from the fridge.
有的人都称他为爸爸。
And a lot of those students call him as their father.
表明他们夫妇对年轻人的爱。
You can see that their love for all these students.
他们有几个儿子和女儿。
And they themselves also have a few son and daughter.
但是这个善妇人,
but yet, for this Mrs. Stir,
她总是要找机会与每一个儿女单独的谈话。
She always looked for opportunity to speak to her children individually.
要看看他们属灵的光景。
And want to check on their spiritual condition.
弟兄姊妹,
so dear brother and sister,
因着他这样做,
and because what she has done,
她有两个儿子,两个女儿。
They have two sons and two daughters.
我认识他们。
I know them.
没有一个不爱主。
Not one of them doesn't love the Lord.
因着他母亲这样的对他的儿女下功。
It's because the mother spends so much time with her children.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so dear brother and sisters,
巴不得我们这里有家庭的弟兄姊妹。
So I wish that the brother and sister that have family,
你们应该操练你们的灵,
you need to also train up your children.
你们对你们的儿女应当训练教训带领他。
You need to also how to train up and lead your children.
我记得我当初的时候有一个同工,
I remember that one of my co-worker,
他是阮菲利弟兄,
and he is Philip Run.
当他没有他19岁的时候,
that when he was 19 years old,
他就到俄国去留学,
and he went to Russia to study.
俄国革命的时候, 他也参加并且得了奖状。
And during the Russia Revolution, he also attended and even was awarded.
当他回国的时候,
so when he returned to China,
他反对基督教,
and he came to object Christianity.
基本他不懂什么是基督教,
because he doesn't know anything about Christianity.
但是他反对基督教,
but yet he just rejected.
把他那里唯一的礼拜堂打找的关门。
And then he even to break down one of the church in his local area that he had shut down.
因为他孤立一些孩子。
Because he actually moved a lot of children.
当他们站起来祷告的时候,
so that when people stand up to pray,
就进去把他们的椅子都搬走。
And then he will tell the children to go and take away their chair.
当他们去唱诗的时候,
and when the people, the believers are singing,
就把沙土丢在他们的嘴里。
And then to take the dust and the sand to throw into their mouth.
所以当地唯一的礼拜堂都关门。
And so that local church had to shut that door.
但是他并不知道基督教是什么。
Because he does not know what is Christianity.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神奇妙的工作。
And God's amazing working.
我不能告诉他们,你们因为这样要讲到下午。
I cannot tell you the full story because I have to speak until afternoon.
神奇妙地拯救他。
But God saved him amazingly.
那么这个弟兄,
and for this brother,
因为与我非常的近,
because I know him very well,
我们一同侍奉主,
because later we serve the Lord together,
他有两个女儿。
And he has two daughters.
我记得当他女儿做错事的时候。
I remember that when his daughter had did something wrong.
他从来不在当时就责打他。
He never tried to discipline them right at that moment.
他等他自己的气停下来。
He waited until that the anger in him subsides.
然后把他的儿女带到房间里。
And then will ask his daughter to come into the room.
把情形告诉他的女儿。
And then he'll speak to his daughter.
然后就责打他的女儿。
And then he will discipline them.
你看见这个弟兄敬畏主。
You can see that this brother, he fears God.
所以等他的儿女长大的时候。
So after his children had grown up,
他们也敬畏主。
And they also fear the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
你们家里有儿女的。
Those that have children at home,
你们不能随从今世的风俗。
You cannot follow this world's ways.
不管教你们的儿女。
And not to discipline your children.
因为圣经告诉我们说。
Because the Bible tells us,
如果他们在年轻的时候你管教他们，
If you discipline them in their young age,
到了他们老了也不会改变。
So when they grow old, they will not depart from it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
为什么我们的家庭我们需要有属灵的操练？
So for our family, we need to have spiritual exercise.
最后，
And lastly,
有一件事我要求弟兄姊妹。
There's one thing I ask brothers and sisters.
因为这个对我有极大的影响。
Because this greatly impacts me.
当我小的时候。
When I was young.
我父亲有七个孩子。
Because my father has seven children.
虽然他很忙。
Though he was very busy.
但是每天晚上。
But yet every evening.
他没有吃晚饭之前。
And before we have dinner together.
他总是把我们七个孩子带到客厅里。
He always asked his seven children into the living room.
我到现在还能好像看见最后的图画。
Even up to this point, I can even see this picture before.
在桌子上有一个大的圣经。
Up on the table, there is a big Bible.
他就读一段圣经。
And then he will read a portion of scripture to us.
然后他叫我们都跪下。
And then he asks us all to kneel down.
他就带领我们祷告。
And then he lead us in prayer.
虽然那个时候我还没有真正的信主。
Because at that time I haven't believed in the Lord yet.
但是这个影响在我里面到今天不能。
But the impact that had on me, I cannot forget until this day.
很可惜。
But sadly,
近代的生活不合意于属灵的弟兄。
Today, our living is really not suitable for spiritual pursuit.
弟兄姊妹都太忙。
I'd like brother and sister are just so busy.
所以失去了一个很重要的事。
And so, they have left behind a very important matter.
就是家庭的祭坛。
Is the altar at home.
我们应当向神祈求。
We need to pray and ask the Lord.
叫我们家里有祭坛。
So that we can have a family altar.
意思就是说。
That is to mean.
每天把全家聚集在一起。
That every day we have a time to gather the family together.
有祷告，有读圣经。
We can read the word and we have prayer together.
不需要许多的时间。
It doesn't need to take up much time.
但是如果在你的家里有这个祭坛。
But when your family has this altar.
你看见他的后顾，一生不能忘记。
You know the result will be lasting for a lifetime.
所以这个就是属灵的操练和价值。
And this is the spiritual exercise and family.
巴不得我们 都有属灵的操练。
I wish that we all have that spiritual exercise.
好叫我们的家庭能荣耀主的名。
So that our family can glorify the name of the Lord.
正像约书亚所说。
Just like what Joshua has said.
至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
这样神就得到荣耀。
And this way, God will receive glory.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们相信这是你主宰的安排。
And Lord, we do believe that this is your sovereign grace and planning.
把我们一同聚集在一起。
Because you have gathered us together.
叫我们能听你的话。
So that we can hear your word.
主啊，但愿你的话深刻地印在我们每一个人的心上。
Lord, we do pray that your word will be wrought deeply in our hearts.
叫我们能靠你的恩典照着举行。
So that by your grace we can obey you.
好叫你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上一样。
So that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
求你预备我们来迎接再来的主。
O Lord, prepare us for thy coming again.
把一切的敬拜荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we give you our worship, our praise.
Amen.
Amen.